Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us. And Blessed Francis Xavier Silos, which begins now. When I was stationed in New Orleans, serving in the United States Army, I would spend some time at the St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church in New Orleans, Louisiana, a shrine dedicated to Blessed Francis Xavier Silos, and meet with pilgrims coming from all over the world. There I encouraged people to give thanks to the Lord for the blessings and answered prayer. This was a great blessing for me to see this act of faith in action. And Blessed Silos was born in Fussen in the Kingdom of Bavaria on January 11, 1819, one of 12 children. Having expressed desire for the priesthood since childhood, he entered the Diocesan Seminary on September 19, 1842. He was accepted by the Redemptionists on November 22, 1842, and sailed the following year from France on March 17, arriving in New York on April 20th, 1843. On December 22nd, 1844, after having completed his novitiate in theological studies, Father Silos was ordained a priest in the Redemptorist Church of St. James in Baltimore, Maryland. Although only 48 years old, his influence lasted well beyond his brief lifetime. Father Silos is the patron of immigrants to the United States. His feast is celebrated on October the 12th. Beatified by Pope St. John Paul II in 2000, Father Silos possessed a great mystical gift to his life of intense prayer and penance. His innate kindness, understanding, and dedication to the needs of the faithful from all walks of life makes him an outstanding model for those in religious life and laity of life. He was a German Redemptorist who worked as a United States frontier. Toward the end of his life, he went to New Orleans to minister to victims of yellow fever. His zeal as a preacher and a confessor led Father Silos to works of compassion. He was born in southern Bavaria and studied philosophy and theology in Munich. On hearing about the work of the Redemptorists among German-speaking Catholics in the United States, he came to the country in 1843. Ordained at the end of 1844, he was assigned for 6 years to St. Philomenos Parish in Pittsburgh as an assistant to St. John Newman. for the next 3 years, Father Silos was superior in the same community and began his service as Novus Master. Several years in parish ministry in Maryland followed, along with responsibility for training Redemptorist students during the Civil War. Father Silos went to Washington, D.C. and appealed to President Lincoln that those students not be drafted for military service, although eventually some were. For several years, he preached in English and in German throughout the Midwest and in the Mid-Atlantic states. Assigned to St. Mary of the Assumption Church community in New Orleans, Father Silos served his Redemptorist confreres and parishioners and with great zeal. And in 1867, he died of yellow fever, having contracted that disease while visiting the sick. He was beatified in 2000. The liturgical feast of Blessed Francis Xavier Silos is celebrated on October 5. Father Silos worked in many different places, but always with the same zeal. Tell people know God's love and compassion. He preached about the works of mercy and then engaged in them, even risking his own health. And Pope St. John Paul II beatified Father Silos in St. Peter's Square on April 9, 2000. In the beatification homily, the Pope stated, "Today, Blessed Francis Xavier Silos invites the members of the Church to deepen their union with Christ in the sacraments of penance and the Eucharist. Through his intercession, may all who work in the vineyard for the salvation of God's people be encouraged and strengthened in their task." Blessed Francis Xavier Silos is a patron saint of immigrants to the United States. And the National Shrine of Blessed Francis Silos is located in St. Mary's Assumption Church, the first German Catholic church in New Orleans and Louisiana. The shrine contains the official portrait of Father Silos used in Rome for his beatification and photographs that depict Father Silos and his life as a missionary. The centerpiece of the shrine is a sacred reliquary which houses the remains of Father Silos. St. Mary's Church is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The historic St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church in New Orleans, Louisiana, was renamed Blessed Francis Xavier Silos Catholic Church in his honor. Additionally, after two Catholic elementary schools were merged in Wexford, Pennsylvania, the school was renamed in his honor, Blessed Francis Silos Academy. And what a blessing it was for me to spend time there at this shrine and meet with pilgrims that traveled from all over the world. Thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints and for Blessed Francis Xavier Silos. He said, "It is only through suffering that we become holy, and to become holy is our only purpose in life, our only preparation for heaven." That's coming from Father Silos. And thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts that you've given us in your Holy Catholic Church. And Father Silos invites us to pray for our priests. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our prayer for priests begins now.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. May the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal High Priest, who is Lord forever and ever. O Jesus, eternal High Priest, live in our priests, act in them, speak in and through them. Think your thoughts in their mind, love through their heart. Give them your own dispositions and feelings. Teach them and guide them always. Correct, enlighten, and express their thoughts and behavior. Possess their soul, Lord. Take over their entire personality and life. Replace them with yourself. Incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. Pope Francis and all the clergy today around the world, we pray for our the Holy Catholic Church, Lord. It is your church. We pray that the Holy Spirit keeps us and that our shepherds will follow the light of the Holy Spirit and your direction in all matters, keeping us into that deposit of faith given to us in the beginning. Let us not stray away from those foundations, Lord. Let us hold on and hold fast, as St. Paul encourages us to be faithful. And so, and we pray for our priests, we pray for our families, we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years.
Children,
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Lord, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness comes from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. Lord, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers, and through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Blessed Father Silos and Saint Sebastian and Saint Nicholas and Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Defna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony. And we pray, as we pray for children, we pray for those. We pray for their innocence, and that they grow up strong in you, Lord, through the strength of their parents. May their parents be loyal to you, Lord. In their love for you, Lord, may that reflect on the children so that when they grow up, they will have that firm foundation, Lord. So we pray for those who are at risk. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord. And the sneak peek for tomorrow is Blessed Marie Rose de Rocher. So tune in for tomorrow as well as every day. These saints, what great role models that our Lord is giving us. And so now we're moving in to our Stand in the Gap. Segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. And God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. And Lord, what's going on in Israel today? And Hamas, Lord, with this, what's going on? We pray for those victims that's been going on over there. We pray for a quick and swift end to this war. We pray for Israel. Israel, in company with Christ who died and now lives, may those who have recently passed rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, 4 says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter into your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them, pain that they are feeling. Dear Lord, I humbly ask you to hear this prayer for those who have recently passed. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. And Lord, we lift up those who have recently passed and ask for your loving care and protection for their souls. Please bring them into your loving arms and grant them peace and rest. And may they feel your presence and know the fullness of your love and grace. In your precious name, I pray, amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. and may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And Lord, I lift up the prodigals. You said that you would leave the 99 to reach out for the ones that have gone astray. And thank you, Lord, as we lift up the prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. We pray for our soldiers and veterans, our police officers, and our first responders, our EMTs, and our nurses and our doctors. We ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. We pray for America, Lord. We pray for America. We pray as our future seems dark with what's been going on. So we pray for America. We pray for the prisoner. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. Pray for those who are in hospitals. We pray that the hospital environment would be according to your will, a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the elderly. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses that throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Thank you for loving us, Lord.
This has been another edition of This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 AD to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Beginning of
And this has been Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap, with us and Blessed Francis Xavier Silos. And so, as we continue our prayer for our country, our families, our priests and our children, we pray for peace. We pray for those who have recently passed. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. And bless our country. Bless our families. And we will see you tomorrow. Stand in the Gap. And our saint of the day tomorrow. God bless you all this day. Good day.